Last Sunday, we began in earnest our January preaching series entitled A New Year, A New You. And I just want to bring us up to speed. For those of you who are here with us, and for those of you who perhaps were not here with us, just a little recap of what the message was about. The message was simply about this: keep Jesus first. Keep him first. Put Jesus before your spouse. Put Jesus before your work. Put Jesus before your vocation. Put Jesus before school. Some of you will like to hear that. And put Jesus before your play. If we put Jesus before these things, the difficulties and the challenges that we face in life are going to become a lot easier for us. And life is going to be a lot more joyful and a lot brighter. You know, it's true, isn't it? Jesus can be right smack dab in front of us. Right smack dab in the middle of our life, and sometimes we can't see him. We can't see him. It's like the story told of a newly married couple by the name of Richard and Kathy Gunn. Richard and Kathy at their wedding received a beautiful gift wrapped in white paper, beautiful white bow on the outside of it. But on the outside of the box, it read, "Do not open until your first argument." So what they decided to do with it was they put it on the top shelf in their pantry, knowing that probably soon they were going to have to open that gift. But what they found was certainly they had arguments. They had times of disagreement. They had moments in their life where they couldn't stand to talk to one another. They had those situations where certainly they spoke ill of the other to their face. They slammed the door at another. But still yet, they refused to go and get that box down and open it. Instead, what they did was they saw that box as a challenge. They saw it as a challenge to, we're going to do this. We're going to get through this. We're going to struggle, and we're going to make our way through. Last May, they celebrated 9 years of marriage together. And 2 children later, they decided that they would open the gift, not because they needed to, but because they just thought, you know, we're not going to need this. And on opening the gift, what they found was remarkably unremarkable. They found some money to buy some flowers. They found some coupons for pizza at Pizza Hut. They found a bottle of wine and some bath salts. Nothing that would stop an argument. Only prolong it. Only put it out there, because sooner or later the argument's going to rear itself back up. But what they found in looking at this whole situation was simply this: that the treasure was always with them. They always had it. They always had the ability within themselves to be compassionate, to be understanding, and to be loving towards one another. You know, it's true, isn't it? You know, we can see that the treasure of Jesus is with us. But still yet, we have a hard time making him first. Putting Jesus first in our lives. You know, why is that? Why do we find it so hard? Put Jesus first. Why do we resist that? Why do we resist making Jesus the number one of our lives? You know, why do we do that? You know, is it because life pushes us? Is it because we get prodded by life? You know, what is it that keeps us from doing it? When we know that Jesus is the true treasure, when we know that Jesus Christ is number one, and still yet we find it difficult. Maybe it's because of what John the Baptist says. And John the Baptist can certainly help us to see the way to put Jesus first. John the Baptist, who was walking with his disciples, sees Jesus coming towards him. And John the Baptist is the only one who saw him. And John looks at Jesus and says, "Behold, the Lamb of God." No one else saw Jesus, only John. How was it that John the Baptist was able to see Jesus? The Holy Spirit. It was the Holy Spirit of God that helped John the Baptist to see Jesus. The same Holy Spirit that came down upon Jesus when John baptized Jesus in the Jordan River. You know, the Holy Spirit descended down upon Jesus in the form of a dove. And then God said, "This is my beloved Son. With him I am well pleased." You know, you ever had those times in your life where you're nudged to do something that you're just not sure why you did it? You know, maybe it was you picked up a phone and you called a good friend. And on the other end of the line, you hear your friend say, "Wow, how did you know I needed to talk to you? How did you know that I needed a positive, encouraging voice? I've been having a terrible week." Or maybe it was you left the house early one morning and you're out on the main road already, and you remember you didn't lock the front door. And so as you go back to the house and you're going through the kitchen to get to the front door, you look and you see that the front burner of the stove is on in the kitchen. Or maybe it was that time where you had a terrible day. I mean, it was an awful day. You got through it, but you came to realize later in the week that there was someone specifically praying for you that day. You know, some will say it's just coincidence. But what I believe is that's the Holy Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit of God working in our lives. That's the Holy Spirit of God helping us to know that Jesus is present. You know, if we're going to become a new you in this new year, we've got to use the Holy Spirit. So what is the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit's the love between the Father and the Son. The Holy Spirit's the warmth between the Father and the Son. The Holy Spirit is the overshadowing that came down upon Mary and brought life into her womb. The Holy Spirit was the power that moved that stone away from the tomb on that early Easter morning so that Jesus Christ could rise from the dead. The Holy Spirit were those flames of fire that descended down upon the heads of the apostles and gave them the zeal and the courage to go out and to teach and to preach and to heal and to baptize and to make disciples. Last Sunday, I said that at the beginning of the year, we make resolutions. And one of the resolutions that we make is we make a resolution to get into shape. To get into shape. You know, I'm going to lose weight. I'm going to tone up. I'm going to look good this year. And so we make a commitment to start going to the gym. We go to the gym. We get on the treadmill. We get on the exercise bike. You know, we lift some weights. And how long does that last? 2 weeks. 2 weeks, yeah. You know, we can do it on our own, maybe, but it's proven that we're a lot more successful if we have an exercise buddy. If we got a partner who's encouraging us, get up out of bed early in the morning, I'll meet you at the gym at 5. That's tough. You know, if we can use our exercise partner to spot us under the weight so that the weights don't come crashing down on us. You know, we need help to do these things. The way that we're going to become a new you in this new year is we got to grow spiritually. We got to grow. And we have to have help to do that. We have to have the Holy Spirit to help us to do that. But it would really be helpful if we had a Jesus buddy. A buddy. A buddy in our life to help us to grow in our spiritual lives. I want to encourage us to think about getting a Jesus buddy. Somebody who's going to team up with you and help you to grow in your spiritual life so that you can be stronger in this new year. So that you can be more fit physically and spiritually in your life. A Jesus buddy can be somebody who's encouraging you to go ahead and get up 5 minutes early this morning so that you can pray. Someone to encourage you to read the Bible. A Jesus buddy will be someone who's going to encourage you not to judge. Quit judging then. Someone who's going to encourage you against your temptations. Somebody who's going to keep you honest and true in your life. So this week, I want to encourage you, seriously, to think about a Jesus buddy. You know, maybe it's your mom. Maybe it could be a trusted aunt. Maybe there's a good friend who you could use as your Jesus buddy. Maybe it is somebody here at church. Maybe somebody in your small group. Maybe a coworker. But someone who's going to challenge and encourage you to grow and to strengthen your life. And here's what's going to happen if you get this Jesus buddy. Not only are you going to see love between the two of you, you're going to experience the Holy Spirit. Because that's what happens when two people work together for Christ. We see the Holy Spirit. We see the love between the Father and the Son. And we're made stronger and we are made more able to grow in our life. You know, Jesus is always there. He's always with us. That treasure is always before us, but sometimes we find it hard to see it. Just like the couple. Just like that couple who were married 9 years had difficulty seeing that they always had the treasure with them. May you see that the treasure's always there. And may we get some help to help us to see that we together can grow in salvation.